Good morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Denise Rodriguez.
I'm John White.
And I'm Jan Peterzelka.
And on this week's show, we're going to revisit here our monsoon season and kind of give you some tips on how you can tackle maybe some weeds or some issues that you've had with all this abundance of rainfall. But before we get into that, we want to make sure that you are looking at your gardening calendar and specifically looking at the Master Gardener class. We are currently accepting applications for the fall 2021 Master Gardener class. We are really excited to be able to share this with you all in a hybrid format. So our vision for this fall is to have our presenters and those participants both face-to-face in person at our Extension Office training room. And then for those of you that may not be comfortable with being face-to-face, we're going to have a Zoom option for you to join us as well. We also know that sometimes you just physically can't make it into the office, whether you have other commitments going on or something comes up. So we like to be able to have that option for you to choose that if you need to take the class at home behind the screen, that you can go ahead and do so without missing the program or the topic that we cover. And that's really important because what we do is we have a group of local and regional professionals, and we have two of them that are on as co-hosts to this show. Both John and Jan teach portions of the Master Gardener training program. And really what we do is we schedule these trainings once a year. So when that topic is over, we just move on and then we don't revisit that until next year. So this is a really great opportunity for you to take the class, not miss out on the topic, and still be able to engage with the presenter in real time. So it's a really great program to be a part of. Master Gardeners take this intense 12-week program that we meet Thursdays from 9 to 4 each week. And then there's a volunteer component of 62 hours of volunteer service in order to become a certified Texas Master Gardener. The deadline to apply for the Master Gardener class is August the 20th. And then we have our orientation that last Thursday of the month, and then we hit it strong coming September through November every Thursday. Guys, want to mention something about your experience as Master Gardener instructors or Master Gardener volunteers in this case?
Well, I tell you what, y'all can't miss out because there's a lot of really good instructors that we have lined up, both from A&M, from New Mexico State University, and then our local pros, if you will, and many of them are Master Gardeners that have really worked hard, attended some extra classes, and have neat things to present to you. So it's a lot of fun, and it's a great way to relieve your stress and get out there and dig in the dirt a little bit. So come and join us. We'd love to have you.
I just say it's as Denise was mentioning, it's an opportunity. It comes along once a year. And if you're thinking about taking it, you know, I'd look pretty hard at doing this opportunity, because it will be recorded by Zoom. So, you know, if you can't do it in person, you can, you know, watch it on Zoom and still pick up a lot of stuff. Of course, ideally, it's better if you're there in person, but you do have that option of being able to use the Zoom if you're concerned about, you know, COVID type things and things like that. But you can still take the course, and there's a lot to learn about it. There's, you know, a lot of localized horticulture information that's kind of make you more successful as a gardener here in El Paso. And so I just encourage everybody. There is an expense of registration fee and stuff that, you know, Denise can talk to you about, but it is a very, very good program and worth the money. And when you're in person, you get to meet everybody and you kind of become like family. So it's really a kind of social and educational event, but a great program. It's in all 50 states in the United States and two or three countries, I believe. So it's becoming worldwide. So you know, take a look at it, get online and see what it's all about.
Absolutely. Those applications and those letters requirements are available on our website at txmg.org/El Paso. The fee of $225 covers all the course materials, handbooks, and your background checks that we need to fill to become a certified volunteer. So please make sure to don't delay. You can send in those applications via email directly to me, or you can mail those in as well. So we look forward to being able to have you there. And speaking of Master Gardeners, we always have a lot of questions coming in, especially when we get any kind of rain and moisture that came through during this monsoon season. And we were going to talk to you a little bit about maybe some of the weeds that may have creeped up into your yard and how to control those. So before the show, we were talking a little bit about driving around town and seeing a lot of pigweed.
Oh, I think you need everywhere. You need to have a contest to see who has the biggest.
Well, I will tell you,
it's just huge.
It is, indeed. But I do have to tell you that at Ascarity, we had quite a bit. And of course, we've got gardeners out there, so we're on top of it all the time. But one of our city volunteers is out there all the time, and he collected it and he took it home and he's eating it. So it is edible. Amaranth is that's the technical name, right? We call it pigweed, but you know, hey, it's called sustainability. So if things are tight this month in your budget, then you can, you know, serve amaranth to your family.
Now, some people use it for livestock also. So it can work as a animal feed.
It's not going to hurt you, but please keep our city beautiful and get out there. And it's easy to pull, especially after the rains. The soil is nice and moist, and it comes right up. So get your kiddos out there and
pull those young. So it's those younger tender leaves. Then I guess that'd probably be the tastiest.
Yes, for sure.
If you choose that, but then you're going to have thousands of seeds though allow that to go to seed.
Yeah, if you're pulling it, you want to pull it while the plant's still a little bit, you know, flexible, pliable. Because once it starts to dry down and mature, those little spiny seed things start coming off.
They're everywhere.
Get into your socks and shoes and clothes and animals. And so you want to get after them early, because that's, you're just planting the next 10 years worth of crops when you let that seed fall.
Yeah, I've seen maintenance guys take a string trimmer to those amaranths, and that's a little bit too late for that case. They're just dispersing the seed.
Well, and that's true with so many of our weeds. I mean, you gotta get them early when they, you know, another one that I've seen in my yard, and I like to think I keep mine pretty tidy, but we've had a lot of goat heads, puncture vine, and of course those things are. You got to wear your gloves when you go to pull those, but they come out real easily as well. You just have to be policing your yard on a regular basis. And it's so much easier to do it a little bit at a time than it is to wait until you can't see your neighbor's house.
We'll have another plant that develops a real tough stem and stuff is a plant called kochia. And it's coming along and, you see it more in some of the agricultural fields, but we're starting to see it in some of the urban landscapes. And that plant will get, you know, 6-7 feet tall. It's huge. And it has a very, very tough stem on it. It's very woody and very hard to pull, has a fairly deep root system. And you almost need a chainsaw to cut it down, because it will develop a couple inch diameter stem on it. Makes it very hard to get rid of. Has a pretty fall color on it. It'll turn kind of a purplish red color, so it's very, very colorful, but it's has thousands and thousands of seed on the plant, so you don't want it to go to seed. You got to get it pulled early. And the key to good weed control is never to let the weed go to seed.
All right.
So like Denise was mentioning, you hit it with a string trimmer, you think you killed the plant, but all that seed that was developing may go ahead and mature off while it's laying there on the ground, and then you've got a weed problem for the next 10 years in one plant.
Yeah, and a lot of times what you have is these weeds, they, you know, live fast, die young type thing. So if you have something like the puncture vine that's out there, it may look like it just started flowering, but it's like flowering and setting seeds like simultaneously. So you have one plant that's in various stages of development as well. But yeah, anytime you get additional moisture out here, the best thing that I would just recommend is just go out there and pull them. A lot of times they have the tap root, fairly easy to kind of just pull out there when soil is moist as well. A couple of tools that I like to use as well is maybe that little stirrup hoe that I think is called in different names, but it kind of shimmies around the soil surface as well. And if the plants are still vegetative, they pretty much easily come out at one time, and then you can just rake those up as well.
But it's a system of diligence, of really being on top of it. And it's nobody's favorite thing to do, but it makes a huge difference in your garden. And John, I would ask you the question, you know, we talk lots of times about pre-emergence and post-emergence. What kind of advice can you give us about those? I mean, it's obviously too late on the amaranth for the pre-emergence, but.
Well, a lot of these weeds that came up with the rain were a little too late as far as pre-emergent. And if you'd done your pre-emergence earlier, back say like March, first part of April, you might have been able to knock some of those numbers down. And then usually we like to put a second treatment on somewhere about 6 to 8 weeks afterwards. So you would have put another one down probably July.
Okay.
And they'll help keep the numbers down if you have a lot of weeds. And you know, the weed seed will sit in the ground. Some of the weed seed can last 30 years in the ground before it germinates.
Amazing.
So as you're disturbing the soil, you might be burying some seed, but you might also be uncovering seed. And so when we get a little bit of rain, up come the weeds again. And so if you can get them sprayed or knocked down before they get very much size on them, and especially don't let them produce any seed, you'll be able to knock those numbers down, but it's going to take several years of diligent work to knock those numbers down. And trying to spray mature weeds with, you know, 2,4-D or you know, Weed Be Gone, any of those kind of things, you're wasting your money, because those weeds are old, they're hard to kill. Weed killers work better on young, rapidly growing, you know, seedling weeds. They don't like to go after the old weeds. And the seed that's been produced on that old weed is going to go ahead and mature, even though the plant may or may not die from the herbicide you put on it. But the seed's going to go ahead and germinate. So you basically have lost your advantage.
Yeah,
well, they're a problem, that's for sure. But that, there again, that's part of gardening, and you know, we've got to do it. And they're just, you know, they're just like our plants. They like water and they like sunshine. And certainly with our monsoons, they've had an abundance of both here lately. So get out there and do your best. And
these little follow up rains, you're gonna have another bunch of weeds popping up too. So you want to really get them under control and stay on top of them before they get out of control.
Right, exactly. Well, it's not all doom and gloom though. You know, on our next show, we're gonna talk about all of the wonderful things that have come with having such a moist monsoon season. But we hope that today's show has helped you kind of identify some weeds that have been out that are prevalent in our landscapes, how to control them and how to stay on top of them to prevent any future seasons of weeds or seeds in the landscape as well. But we want to thank you for listening to today's show, and thank Victoria Almaguir for engineering and producing. I'm Denise Rodriguez.
I'm John White.
And I'm Jan Petterzelka.
And remember, a gardener's shadow is the best way to keep your garden good to grow.